I'm very optimistic about the future because at many points in my life, I've sat down and analyzed and gone through a lot of things about Frank's music and why it appeals to a lot of people. And there's a connection, I think, from the very beginning when I met Frank over at Don's house, that it's good to be open to any form of music. I mean, you can go from bluegrass to country and, you know, you name it. When performed well, it represents good things. And I've been to many, you know, John Cage concerts or whatever. A lot of avant-gardism, if that is a word, that is also very intriguing because, again, the creative process is like you're always doing new things. So I look at that as another opening, again, because Don has been my roommate, it seems like, for most of my life. We've done so many things together musically that I definitely have a feeling for what he likes to do and what really complements our abilities that we have before played a Don and Bunk show. But I like some of the material that we have on the Don and Bunk show album and Joined at the Hip. So for me, it's an opportunity, I guess, that I maybe didn't want to admit before about getting up on that stage and performing for people. And I'm not saying this, let me show you what I can do. But I think that mentally and physically, the ability to play Frank's music is a challenge in itself that really demands total concentration and, again, ability technically to play. And I love a challenge, and that's, I think, one of the reasons that I'm looking forward to going back out on the road to play Frank's music. And it's more than just playing Frank's music. I've written some things, and Don has quite a few things that I've always liked Don's writing. So, again, when now we have the opportunity to, let's say, do whatever we want, it's not quite true, but we cover so much more of an area than we did before, and it's always good to reconnect with people who, either as a teenager or a young adult or whatever, Frank's music or a concert or changed their life. And again, we've heard that many times. I really understand how, in some ways, the band and his music really connected up with this person because of, again, of some of the political statements, some of the satire, some of the humor, some of the melodies, all these things had an effect that, I'm not going to say transformed somebody, but I think that maybe there was some kind of a metamorphosis that happens that turns you into a Zappa fan, but more than that, an awareness of all these other forms of music that can be just as interesting if you open up your mind to accepting it. Because certainly there have been trillions of musicians who have played one way their whole life and only one form of music and have looked down at any other form, which I think is, it's a shame. But again, for me, the opportunity to go out and kind of, not exactly free form, but do whatever we want to do, and again, do the unexpected, and entertain the people, you know, Jimmy Carr Black would say, man, let's really give them a show, which in more ways than one provides them with things that maybe they've never heard or seen before. And I think that in this day and age, that's not easy to do. Because in the 60s and even the 70s, there wasn't the fusion of all these musical styles going in all these other directions that, you know, it can overwhelm me to a certain degree. But then again, if you only like one form of music, I think you're doing yourself a little injustice by not accepting or liking some of the other things that are out there.